everybody, right?
Now we're going to continue the Gemara. The question of whether Shnayim, whether two, can be Mezamnos in the framework of Rishos. Toshima. So the Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Erchin. Nashim Mezamnos Liatzman, which states that women can be mezamin, that is, they could do zimun, liatzman, by themselves. Which, how many women are we talking about? So, doesn't say. Plural. Least three. No, it can't be two. It's not saying two. If it was two women, so then there wouldn't be any issue, then that would be it. If two women can have zimun, so certainly two men. So plural, more than two. That's clear that we're talking about more than two. So they can be mezamein liatzman. Of course, if you go through the sugya, it's also not clear, not exactly clear whether it's saying they can, whether it's rishus, or whether it's the tachiyah. That's something which will come up. Vavadim mezamein liatzman. And slaves can have zimun. That's important to know, of course, what kind of slaves we're talking about. Who are we talking about? What kind of eved are we talking about? It can't be talking about an eved ivri, a Jew, because that's really a different type of phenomenon altogether. The term slave is not appropriate to an eved ivri. It's more appropriate to an eved kanani. And the Eved Ivri is obligated in all of the mitzvos. So his status does not affect, not changed in terms of mitzvos. Therefore, of course, it wouldn't be any chiddush to say that the Eved Ivri, if you have three Eved Ivris eating together, that they mezamnos, that would not be a chiddush. There would be no basis to learn it. You couldn't learn anything from that, and there'd be no point in even stating it. So therefore, it's talking about Eved Kanani, and of course, then you're going to ask the question, but we're talking about a Gentile, so what does a Gentile have to do with Birkas HaMazon? And, of course, you're all familiar with what we're talking about, that in Eved Ivri, he had, it's a form of Geirus, so to speak, quote unquote. It's not real Geirus, but it does change his status. He has Mila and Tfila, the shame Avdus, for the sake of Avdus, and that changes his status, in that he now becomes Chayv in Mitzvos. He becomes obligated in Mitzvos. Not just a few. His status is equivalent to a woman. That is to say, that he's chayiv in all of the losas, all the negatives, and all the positives, except those things that a woman would be exempt from, mitzvah seishes man grama, time-bound, positive commandments, a eved kanani is exempted from. So his status would be equivalent to the status of a woman, and therefore, he would be chayiv in birkas hamazon. Women are chayiv in Birkas HaMazon. All right, there's a discussion in the Gemara whether it's the Araisa or the Rabbanan. We touched on that already. It's not relevant to this. As Rishonim point out, that with regard to women, whether you say it's that they're chayiv, the issue of women being mezamein is not connected to the issue of whether they're chayiv in Birkas HaMazon amid the Araisa or amid the Rabbanan. Either way. Yechayev in Birkas HaMazon, so then if you have a situation of Zimun, so then Yechayev in Zimun as well. All right, so Avadim HaMazamnin Liatzman. That is when they are separate. Nashim V'Avadim U'Ketanim, women Avadim and Ketanim. In Ratzu L'Zamein, Ein Mazamnin. If you have a group of women and Avadim and Ketanim together, if they want to be Mezamein, they can't. All right. So at this point in time, this is a difficult statement. It's not clear. What do you mean if they want to? Are they obligated to, not obligated to, and why can't they? It would seem that since each group can be Mezamein, they're a bar hachi, so to speak, of Zimun, so when they come together, they should be permitted to have Zimun. What's the problem? Why should the mixture, the combination? So the Gemara will talk about that. So the Gemara asks the question, and there's different gersos on the wording. If you take a look at the Hagos, Hagra, Vahanashim, this is the way he reads it, Vahanashim, Afilu Meya, And women, even 100, kitrei gavrei damyon, are like two men. I don't think it's that important exactly how the wording. If you want to change the wording, the vanashim rashi, the afilu mea kitrei, that's the basic idea. The basic idea of the statement is, it's a very difficult statement at first glance. What does it mean? It's a very, you know, lends itself to a lot of misinterpretation. That, and you see that 100 women, even 100 women, because we're not talking about 100 over here, Nashim Mazamas Liatzman, talking about a group of women, which has to be, as I said, has to be at least three. And women, even 100, would be equal to two men. Oh, okay. If you accept that, then you've that's the missing link over here. So, 100 women are equal to two men. Ukatani, and we've learned, Nosha Mizamnos Liatzman, that women can be Mizamnos Liatzman. Vavad Mizamn Liatzman. That is, we don't understand at this point what does it mean that 100 women are equal to two men, but whatever it means. But that provides the connection. If that's the case, so you could follow the logic on your own. We started out with the question, what's the status of two men? Can they do it b'toras v'shus? So now, we found the source. Why? Because nashim. Nashim are mezamnos. Okay, but we're talking about more than two. We're talking about at least three, so how does this reflect on two? Oh, well, you have a group of women, even if you have 100. Of course, 100, so 1,000. I mean, it just doesn't make any difference. And one way or another, there's an equivalency between them and two men. All right? If you accept that, if we can demonstrate what that equivalency is, the Gemara is accepting it. So now when you look at 100 women, you're really looking halakhically at the same thing as two men. And what have we learned? Mizamnos. Oh, so two men can be mizamin. So we've solved the problem. All right, let's go through Rashi. Rashi begins with Imratzuwein Mizamnin. That's the case of the Avadim, the Nashim and the Avadim and Kitanim, the admixture, the groups mixing together. Kedem Afarish Tamal Kaman. The Gemara will explain later on. She'en Kviyusa Noe. Yishurim Pritzusa. So that's a separate issue that, as we've learned, it's not just eating together. Just the mere fact of eating. But eating is a means for creating a phenomenon of Kviyus. That the group is establishing something which we refer to as Kviyus. There's an actual joining together that takes place for the purpose of the meal. And here there's a problem in the kviyus because of the issue of pritzus. Bein de nashim, bein de mishkav zachar, the avadim b'ktanim. So these three groups of women getting together with avadim or ketanim and avadim, etc., creates a problem in terms of pritzus. All right, so I'm not going to go into that at this point. It's not really that essential to explain what are we talking about, what the pretzus is, but what it means to say that the gathering doesn't partake of pretzus because of kviyus. I'm sorry, that does partake of pretzus. It doesn't partake of kviyus because, as we've learned, it's not just a question of three people getting together. Kviyus is more than that. Kviyus has to be a situation which lends itself to the. It's a positive phenomenon, but if it's a negative phenomenon, and they're not really supposed to be joining together, so then that really uproots the whole idea of kviyus. Okay. The point over here is if the group is to be made up between the men and women, this halacha is only with regard to establishing the group. But let's say you have three men. Or more, whatever. So you already have a zimun. Are women part of that zimun? Can women participate? Can women be yotzei the benching through the zimun, which is established through men? So Tosis takes up this question. That's the Tosis of Shani Hassam. And other Rishonim address it. Tosis is very interesting. Very controversial point in Tosis. But generally speaking, you'll see that, even Tosfos, if you learn Tosfos, you understand what his objection is, what his problem is, you'll see that even according to Tosfos, it would seem that there'd be a situation in which women can be Yotze. But not everybody, and those who disagree with Tosfos, hold that in that situation, yeah, women and men, when we say that they can't adjoin together, that's to create the entity of Zimun. But if the entity of Zimun exists, because you have three men, so then the women partake of the Birkas Hamazon of the Zimun. They don't bench separately, except according to Tosfos in the situation that Tosfos will describe. This shows that the whole problem over here is with regard to joining together to establish the kviyas, which is necessary for the Zimun. But once it exists, once it's established, then women can partake of that Zimun. So we'll get to that. Now, the crucial idea over here, in terms of what we're trying to do, we're trying to figure out what's the halacha of two men, is the connection between the women, mezamnos, and men, and two men, and that's in the statement of that mea nashi, that 100 women are like two men. So take a look at Rashi, the afilu mea kitrei damyon, that even 100 are equal to two, l'inyin chova. So Rashi says that the connection is with regard to chova, to the obligation. The ein chayovos l'zamein, that they're not chayiv to be mezame. That's a very significant statement. The older Rishonim take this up. According to the Mishnah in Erechin, is that a statement, noshe mezamnos liatzmon, is that b'toras rishos, or is that b'toras chov? And that becomes a big issue in the second Tosfos of Yashani Hasam. Becomes a very important issue with regard to practical halacha. What's the practical halacha? Should women, when they're eating alone, should they do zimun? Are they mechuyiv to do zimun? Tosfos raises this whole question. How come we don't see women doing zimun? So the way everybody is learning Rashi makes sense on a certain level. That is to say, you abstract. You have a question about two men, and so just abstract the essence. What's the essence? The essence is a case where you have people eating together, and there's no chiyuv. And the question is, absent the chiyuv, can you do zimun on the basis of optional or voluntary? Ain't a mitzvah v'yosef. That we don't know. So let's find the case. We have a group of 100 women. What's the halacha? They don't have a chiyuv. 100 women that ate together, if they ask, according to Rashi, are we mechuyev to have zimun? The answer is no. Next question, can we? Erechin says, mezamnos liatzmon, and Rashi is learning that mezamnos liatzmon does not mean that they're obligated. It means that it's optional. Oh, okay. So now 100 women is equal to two men in the sense of a group that has no chiyuv and can do it voluntarily. So if 100 women were on the same level as men vis-a-vis chiyuv, they could do it. So then two men can also do zimun. So that's the makshan. That's the question. This would seem to be a raya to the side that says that two men who come together have rishus to do zimun. Now we can go back to the Gemara and find out how this proof is negated, which seems to be so airtight. So the Gemara says, hold on a second, Shani Hasam, that case is different. The Ikud Deos, there are Deos. Deos is, there's different minds. Simply, you have to check Rashi. But the simple translation, not a literal translation, would be you have the Ika Deos Rashi, the Afal Gav, the Le'inyan Chova, Einun Chayavos. Even though, with regard to obligation, there's no obligation, Le'inyan Rishus, with regard to Rishus, Deos Shlosha Chashivi. They do have the status. It is considered to be the Deos of Shlosha, meaning to say the expression of praise, Shevach. They are considered to be three independent expressions, three independent minds, the minds of three. they are considered. Lahodos tfei mishnei anashim. To give praise better than two men. Well, better, of course, means in the sense of it's a greater thing. It's greater shevach. Because we're all recognizing that the whole idea of Zimun is gathering together. The more that praise, the greater the praise. So that exists. De'ikam isham gadol Hashem iti. So it does partake of the phenomenon of gadol Hashem iti. Extol God together with me, which, as you do remember, was the foundational pasuk from which we derived the concept of Zimun. So even though we're saying that women don't have the madrega of Chov, and they only have the madrega of Rishus, you can't deduce anything to two men because of Deos. They are Chashivi, they are significant to establish Deos of Shlosha. Ah, well, if that's the case, and that's Gadol Hashem Iti, because Gadol Hashem Iti is three. Iti and Gadol is plural, at least two. Iti is one, is three. So then, sorry, you do not have a case, a source in which to base your proof. The proof, so to speak, has been knocked off. Basically, the problem is, what's the Havmin and what's the Maskara? Because the Havmin felt very confident that two men are equal to 100. The numerical factor doesn't seem to be significant when it comes to women. Doesn't add up. Halachically, it doesn't add up. But in the end, it does add up. So the Havmin holds it doesn't add up, and the Maskana says it does add up. So what's the point? Before we proceed to analyze, I just want to summarize some of the things. The Gemara didn't say whether women do it b'toras rishus or whether b'toras chov. It said mezamnos, and the simplest interpretation of that type of language would imply that they're mechuyev to do so. Nevertheless, this becomes a big question amongst the Rishonim. It's machlokas Rishonim. Rashi already has said that you have to take mezamnos as meaning rishus because of the comparison. Because you're trying to compare it to two. That's the way Rashi wants to learn. But otherwise, there's no basis for the comparison to two. Rashi learns from the very start, in terms of the whole Gemara, that it's premised upon the idea that women are b'toras rishus. That's the whole premise. Tosfos does not learn that way. Tosfos, in terms of the comparison, it's not based upon the idea that women are rishus. To the contrary, it's a chav. So what's the basis of the comparison of women to two in Tosfos? We'll take that up in Tosfos. Tosfos, however, in the next one, Shani, reluctantly comes to the conclusion that women have to be rishus for other reasons, because he says, practically speaking, how come we don't see women doing this and other rishus, whatever it is? And then he adds that's a problem for him, because the language implies that mezamnos b'toras chav. The Rush talks about it, cites these positions, and he comes to his own conclusion that women are mechuyev. So after all said and done, after going through the whole Gemara, it's definitely feasible to learn that mezamnos liatzmon means b'toras chov. The Maskana saying is that your case of Meyanashi is not a proof. Because you're so confident that the Meyanashi, because they don't have a chiyuv, is sufficient to eliminate the phenomenon of Gadol Hashem Iti from them. That's what you're saying. And then what do you mean? It doesn't do that. It doesn't eliminate Gadol Hashem Iti. Huh? The Havmin is saying that women are mufka from the Chov, and therefore it makes sense to say that women are mufka, are excluded from Gadol Hashem Iti. They don't constitute Gadol Hashem Iti. That's why there's no Chov. Okay? Really? Now, as has been pointed out, Gadol Hashem Iti, when you have three together, it's not simply a quantitative phenomenon. It's a certain type of a unit, a certain type of a group of shlosha. It's a group. It has a form to it, so to speak. So we see that women are mufka. Even if you have 100 of them, it doesn't create that entity. doesn't add up into a phenomenon which would fulfill the requirements of Galut Hashemiti. There's a, not just number over here, the number forms a certain type of a unit. And apparently women don't have that. So that's what it's saying. Mea Nashi Akatre Gavri. That is, two also don't partake of the unit of Galut Hashemiti. Okay? They don't have that, whatever the El Chashivas, whatever term you want to use, we're not clear exactly what's lacking or why. We're not interested in that. It doesn't matter. We're only interested in the halachic phenomenon. So thus, you would say that women represent the situation where you don't have God, Allah, Hashem, Iti, and then you can see, you could do Zimun, B'Torah, Sushas. So two men is the same thing. Because any Hosafa, any pluralism is sufficient, even though it doesn't fulfill God, Allah, Hashem, Iti. So Rashi is saying that no, the Maskana is saying that even though women, it's true, don't fulfill that aspect, the qualitative aspect. However, there's a quantitative aspect to Galut Hashemiti, which is simply the fact of joining together and praise, the numerical, even though it's not the objective entity, it doesn't create a special unit, but they are chashivi with regard to creating a Galut Hashemiti, which is purely the question of numbers that it does have. Ah, if that's the case, two men don't have it. So, according to Rashi, it's fine now. That is to say, no problem. There's two ideas in Galut Hashemiti. One is to create a certain type of a unit with a certain type of form, and that's the factor which is responsible for the chiyuv. And Mayanashi don't partake of it. So that's the question. If Mayanashi, can we say it's Katrei Gavri? Are we saying that women are lacking in the chashivas, not just in terms of the quality, but even in terms of the quantity? It doesn't have a quantitative a concept of Galut Hashemiti, even on a numerical level, doesn't mean anything. Doesn't reach that level. So then that's perfect for two men. Then you have a case of two men. Then you see that even if you don't achieve the level of Galut Hashemiti, you still can have Zimun B'Torah Sushas. That's the Havim, that's the Makshan. Maskana says that no, you can't prove it from that. That is to say, we can distinguish, we can differentiate. That while it is true that on one level, in terms of the Cheftza, in terms of the entity, the objective entity, women don't partake of that, that absence is responsible for the fact that they don't have a Chiv. Because the Chiv is totally in that, in having a certain type of a unit. However, there's another aspect, and that is simply Deos. Deos of Shlosha is also an expression of Galut Hashemiti. So the Kiyum of Galut Hashemiti exists on two different levels. The highest level, of course, is where it's part of a grouping of three people that come together and form a certain type of a unit. And women don't have that capacity to create that kind of a unit, so therefore the chiyuv is absent. But there's a kiyum of Galut Hashemiti simply in terms of the numbers of Deos. That's the idea of Deos. And that requires three. So two men don't partake of that, and therefore the case of women has no bearing, no deduction can be made which would resolve the issue of two men. Apparently, the Havamin held that the three women joining together, it doesn't create the idea of Galut Hashemiti. Because Shahabah Hatalia, you know, one is contingent upon the other, the two are interconnected. So where you have the unit of Shlosha, with the Tzura of Shlosha, so that's where you have Galut Hashemiti. But women don't partake of that. So therefore, even in terms of the purely quantitative, there's no difference between 1 and 15. Wouldn't make any difference. But Maskara says that no, that there's two dinim in Galut Hashemiti. One is, like you said, it's a certain type of a grouping. It's a unit. And that is where the Chiyuv is rooted in. Chiyuv is rooted in that idea. But there's another concept, and that is that there's a Kiyum of Shlosha per se. Three people praising God in Birkas HaMazon, that's the Kiyum of Galut Hashemiti, and that would apply by women as well. So, it could have said so that is the factor which creates the possibility for the Rishus, so two men don't partake. With two men, there's no Galut Hashemiti at all.